Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Do you have a child who refuses to eat certain things? Well, it can make mealtimes really difficult and quite stressful. You feel as a parent, if your child is not getting a well-balanced diet, you can perhaps blame yourself for that. But a new study has found that parents are unlikely to be at fault. Fussy eating is actually largely influenced by genes and genetic makeup. Well, Louise Lennox is a children's feeding expert and is on the line. Hello, Louise.
Morning, Claire.
You have direct experience of this, I understand. You have a little boy who was a very fussy eater. So you understand then when I say that it can be really stressful for a parent.
When you say stressful, Claire, I think until any parent really experiences fussy and picky eating in their own child, you have no idea of how much it can actually tear a family apart. And from a parent point of view, me being a mother, it actually made me I felt so much guilt, and I blame myself for my son's feeding problems, although I didn't know how this was caused or why it happened. Even though I was producing food every day and he wasn't eating, I still blame myself, because feeding our children, it's primal, and I didn't know how to help him. And when I say it was bad, like at his worst, he went down to eating 10 foods only. I did everything by the book. You know, the World Health Organization say to breastfeed your children. I did that. Cook everything from scratch with my food background. That was easy for me, and I enjoyed doing that. And then at 20 months, my son literally, like, overnight started developing what we would call picky eating, and it snowballed. It got worse and worse so rapidly. And it was like...
Probably as a chef as well, Louise, I would imagine it might be even worse, because food is your world.
Food gave me my self-belief. I'm dyslexic. And as a child that had no confidence or self-esteem in school, I went to school every single day feeling I was stupid and I was no good. And my teacher got me to bake a cake for my homework. And it was the first time in my life I felt that I was good at something and I belonged somewhere. So then when I then went to Cal Brewer Street and studied culinary arts, I felt my place in the world and my purpose. And it was the first time I felt good about myself. So I possibly was harder on myself than maybe somebody else might have been in the early stages, because I had these romantic ideas when I was pregnant of bringing my child on all these food holidays and all of these lovely experiencing. And, you know, this romantic idea when we have a little bump and we're planning out our life. And my life plan for this unborn child was all through food and the happiness. So when I didn't get this fairy tale, I fell very hard, because I thought it was all my fault, and I was helpless and hopeless, because I could see before my eyes the change in him. And when I say change, I was back up and down to my doctors all the time. I was told, oh, look, it's phase, they grow out of it. He wasn't growing out of it. And then my doctor said, look, we get no medical training in this. I don't know how you make a child eat. He was losing weight. He was put on medication for chronic constipation. He was having the most unbelievable stomach cramps at nighttime that he'd be waking. This happy little boy was suddenly changing, and he was constantly like in this angry state, obviously, because he was hungry. And food, I knew, was the common denominator to help him, but I could not force him to eat. And on my path, all I wanted to do was find out why this was happening to my child and how I could make him eat. And it was a journey.
Okay. And now things are better now, clearly, for you. Do you have advice for parents who might be listening to this and going through that exact problem?
The first piece of advice is, I would say, don't blame yourself, because that's an awful area to be in. And as parents, I think we're all have so much guilt around our children. And fussy eating is multi-layered. Like, When I wanted to find out, like, why do our children not eat? I went to America. My path brought me to America to train with the leading pediatric feeding disorder experts in the world, because it was part of my food journey, because I just wanted to help my son. And like, learning is actually not primitive to us. We think it is. So when kids are born, it's appetite instinct for the first round month. Then it's your primitive motor reflexes for 4 to 6 months. And after that, eating is a learned skill. It's a learned behavior. And anyone listening to this, I want you to know that fussy eating is multi-layered. There is no overnight quick fix. It can be helped. My son now eats a massive variety of food. It takes time, patience and persistence. And there is no two kids are the exact same because we are all different as individuals, and it can get better. So it's common in kids, Claire. When children become fussy eaters, some of them can grow out of that phase, but other kids don't grow out of it. And that's when people feel like they don't know where to go. So there are little tools you can do today after listening to our conversation. For example, exposure is actually key. And when you think, oh, I'm just putting a food in a table, or we're in a shop and you see food, the first way we actually learn how to eat is by seeing food. It's one of our senses. And that can be a huge part of it, because even if you know they're not going to eat the food that you're putting out on the table, and I put in the middle of the table, I call it family style dining, they're seeing it, then the smells. So when you eat food, you only taste the five main flavors of the food, but 70% of how we eat food is through aroma. So they're actually desensitizing themselves through those smells. And these are all little pockets that lead children to eating a more varied diet.
All right. And as we know from this study, do not blame yourself. And if anyone sees a fussy eater, please don't blame the parents, because a lot of it, as we're hearing from this news today, is largely influenced by genes. Louise, thank you so much. Great to talk to you. Louise Lennox is a chef and a children's feeding expert. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.